share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A 44-year-old tuition teacher, who is also a TikTok influencer, is reported to have passed away of suspected suicide in Subang Jaya on Saturday, August 6, 2022. According to Cosmo, the Subang Jaya District Police Chief, Assistant Commissioner Abid Khalid Othman, shared that the victim was found by a family member before being taken to the hospital while she was still breathing. The victim, a 44-year-old tuition teacher, died on the way to the hospital. The results of the initial investigation found that the victim had experienced emotional stress and sought treatment at a private clinic in Petaling Jaya, he said. And while no traces of criminal elements were found, her passing was ruled as sudden death, SDR. However, the woman had allegedly received a flood of hateful comments from cyberbullies just before her passing. Seberang Parai City Councillor P. David Marshall took to his official Facebook page to urge social media users to avoid sharing personal issues online. Many people like to make comments if there is a personal issue on social media. Embarrassing, insulting comments, excessive criticism and the usage of dirty sentences without knowing the person, is unethical and the main cause that leads victims to become suicidal and depressed, he said. Social media users need to be careful when posting or commenting on a post, he wrote. Additionally, he called out the authorities for their lack on action in preventing such incidents from happening on social media platforms. The Ministry of Communications and Multimedia needs to monitor and terminate social media accounts that use fake identities. There are thousands of fake social media accounts that are used to humiliate people on social media platforms, he continued. I understand that since 2020, the Ministry of Communications and Multimedia announced that it will bring a bill to Parliament to control and improve social media sites from evil elements behind fake accounts, but unfortunately, it has not been presented in Parliament until now. He explained, adding that the ministry needs to speed up a stricter bill and to regulate the usage of virtual spaces. The passing of the mother of three is truly saddening, especially if such cyberbullying is really the cause of death. Any individual suffering from depression or stress can contact the Mental Health and Psychosocial Support Service, MHPSS, at 03-2935-9935 or 014-3223-392 or Talian CASA 15999, WhatsApp Talian CASA at 019-2615-999. Also read, celeb preacher tells pregnant women not to show off their baby bumps or ultrasound images. Source: David Marshall. Source: David Marshall. Share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.